Bulldozers shoveled the remnants of the Winona Islamic Center, which collapsed, leaving a gaping hole on 3rd Street. Two surrounding buildings may also be a total loss, one an outdoor recreation store, the other a law firm housed in an historic brick building. Realtor and city council member Michelle Alexander looks at the large, corner brown brick building that her father owns. It, like many other buildings, has extensive smoke and water damage, but should reopen. Alexander says she's heartbroken because at least 7 businesses have severe fire damage.
I'm concerned that some of these stores may decide that it's not worth reopening. And they've really made the downtown kind of a fun place to be again. You have all these different unique stores, which I love.
Alexander says despite the losses, she's hopeful the fire won't be stopping people from traveling to Winona. Mayor Mark Peterson says the city will be working with businesses to get them back on their feet, and he's reached out to the state.
You know, this is unfortunate. You know, the downtown Winona has been working hard to revitalize itself, and we've come a long ways, and there's a lot of good things going on, and this is a setback, but it doesn't mean we can't move on from this.
Peterson says it could have been worse, and he's thankful no one was injured. At least 16 people lost their homes. Winona State University and area hotels are providing temporary housing for the displaced. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.